So Australian Christian College principal Tim Shields has been named as a winner of the Educators Annual Hot List for 2021. He joins us to have a chat about it this morning on 2NM. Tim, how are you today?
Yeah, I'm fantastic, thank you.
Tim, I've got to ask, does this mean you feature on the centrefold or something like that for Educators Monthly? What does this mean?
That's an interesting intro. what does it mean? For me personally and for our school, I think it's just an acknowledgement of what we've been working really hard at here for 5-6 years, really. We've been working hard to really embed excellent practice so that our students are learning really well. So I think it's just a nice acknowledgement of what we have been seeing in the last couple of years, the fruits of the labour, and that is student learning, and student learning that's above what's expected, and we're loving it.
Can I get a little bit of your backstory? How long have you been an educator?
Oh, I've been an educator since, 20 years or so now. So I've worked overseas for short periods of time, London and Thailand, in education, but primarily in Australia. Sydney for about half of it, and then the other half of my career is we've been up in the Hunter Valley now.
And what do you see as important as far as education is concerned moving forward? What sort of stands out for us to be able to lead our children forward?
I think for schools and principals, there's a lot of pressure on schools and principals to do so many things. And understandably, the community has high expectations of schools, so they should. But there's a real challenge and a craft and a courage, I guess, for schools and principals to say no to lots of things. I think you do need to say no to lots of things because you're asked to do so much. But the fact is we've only got students in front of us 5 days a week, 38, 40 weeks of the year, and 5 hours per day. We've got to make those 5 hours per day matter. And so we've got to be serious about the core business of schools, and that is making sure that our kids actually, thriving and enjoying relationships and all of those sorts of things, the whole of life sort of learning, but they must be learning in relation to their academics and they must be progressing. So I think we just need to be really determined and bold enough to be determined to say no to lots of things, and yes, to student learning and great teaching, because that's where it comes from.
Tim, I read a lot of studies that talk about the fact that in some schools in parts of the world, they really load the kids up because the more work they've got, the better they respond to it. But then you read other studies that say, it needs to be more of a casual approach. How do you take all of that information and use that as a way to appropriately educate children at your school?
I don't believe in either of those extremes, I guess, laissez-faire or loading them up. What is key is that teachers have a clear plan, and I'm certainly in the younger years of primary school very much in favour of teacher-led instruction as opposed to inquiry-based instruction, because the fact is the teacher is a master of something, and those core literacy and numeracy skills we've got to get right in the early years of primary school and the latter part of primary school, because what we don't want is year 9, 10 students who are really struggling with literacy skills that are unfortunately 2 or 3 years behind where they should be. And it's not because they can't learn, it's because they haven't been taught and instructed well. So I don't think it's about load. I think it's about the intentionality, the plan and the expertise of the teacher and of the whole school to make sure that teaching is driving learning.
Tim, as the principal, obviously you're responsible for the children, but you're also responsible for teachers and educators. And we've heard recently that there's a cry out there for more and more teachers. What would you say to some youngster out there who's thinking that they might like to give education a go as a career?
Well, you've got to be a bit brave. Teachers make themselves very vulnerable every day. You can't hide in your office on a particular day, any day of the week, when you're a teacher.
You've got to front up to those kids.
You've got to front up, and some of them, they've got very astute eyes, and they certainly want to keep you on your toes at different times, but it's a great profession. And, for teachers, whether they're first year out teachers or very experienced teachers in whatever sector they might work in, the fact is one of the fringe benefits for us and our core fringe benefit is seeing those aha moments where because of my work as a teacher, that child is learning and I can see it in front of me. That's incredibly motivating. So if you've got a vision for bringing, so I think young people coming into education or considering education, that's a great career. You can really make a massive difference in the lives of individual students, but then in communities as a whole, because if healthy school communities that are positive and where learning's really happening, kids are safe and they're thriving places, and I think it's the reward is good relationship as well.
Well, there's a man that is definitely making a difference in our lives here in the Upper Hunter, Principal of the Australian Christian College Singleton. Tim Shields, congratulations on being named on the hot list, and thanks for joining us on 2NM.
No, it's been my pleasure. Thanks so much.